92.3 WTTS. On demand.
Let's do a proper introduction here. Stu Cook from Creedence Clearwater Revival. Later Southern Pacific. A band called Cosmos Factory, which sort of predated Creedence Clearwater Revisited, right?
Well, Cosmos Factory came in the middle, early middle, because of a lawsuit filed by one John Fogerty against us. And we operated under the Cosmos Factory moniker for about 10 months before we were able to get that turned around by the federal courts.
Hey, Stu, congratulations. One thing that really caught my ear, we're playing here on WTTS, is Run, Rudolph, Run, which I think it's just, it's so Creedence, man. It sounds great.
Thank you very much. We had a lot of fun recording that.
And that's for like a kid's diabetes project, right?
It's for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, which is the largest private organization for raising funds for juvenile diabetes research.
Stu, who's doing the vocals on Run, Rudolph, Run?
He's our lead singer, John Tristeo.
As we look back, if you go down memory lane with me for a second, we do that, Stu?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We finally got, CCR finally got their due in regard to their Woodstock performance. That must be a rush to be included in that latest DVD.
Finally, after 40 years, yes. Doug and I are extremely thrilled that we're included. We have three clips on the bonus disc. It's an amazing reissue by Warner Brothers Home Video
of that stretch of time there, 68 to say 72. What were the highest highs and the lowest lows for you?
Well, the highest highs, of course, were playing Woodstock, and I thought playing Royal Albert Hall in England was a pretty good accomplishment. The lowest lows, of course, were involved with our fights with the record company. Fantasy Records was less than square with us, and of course, this all led to the eventual demise, early demise of our band. So you know, there was a sweet and sour period for all of us.
Yeah, I know. Tom Fogerty left Creedence Clearwater Revival. Then you guys went on and did Mardi Gras. After he was gone, what was the vibe like with the band? Was there tension within the band at that point?
Basically, what happened is John told Doug and me that we were going to have to write and sing each one-third of the album, or he'd quit. And we probably should have packed it in at that point, but I guess we just weren't ready to give up our band. We'd been working at it since 1959, and here we are in... I guess this information all came together in 71. And I guess we just thought that somehow we could pull it together, but it was doomed from the beginning. John was the lead singer of the band, and any notion that anybody else is going to sing leads and pull it off was, a fairy tale.
Are you and John estranged now, or is that a bitter relationship?
There is no relationship.
Yeah.
So I would say, no, we're not estranged. We've had no personal contact since the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction in 1993, when we had a brief conversation with each other, and we left it at that. That's it. Doug and I have moved on have been enjoying the music again through the Creedence Clearwater Revisited project.
It's commendable what you're doing there with the Diabetes Project, and Run a Rudolph Run is awesome.
My wife and I have our annual list of charities that we're involved with, but this is a new one for all of us, and there are so many out there. There's so many causes that need more attention and more funding, and we thought this year that we would try and bring this one some light because of the great work they're doing to help kids with this horrible disease.
Hey, Stu, thanks a lot for the conversation. I appreciate it.
Very nice talking with you today, Paul. Adios. Happy holidays.
92.3 WTTS. On demand.